universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Now, I have an article in front of me here from James Gagliano. He's a CNN contributor, former FBI agent, and so forth. And he says, because we've got a new movie coming out about Entebbe, raid on Entebbe. And he says, Obama deserves far more credit for his own raid on Entebbe. Now, what in the world is he talking? Is he talking about Osama bin Laden and getting Osama bin Laden? You and I know that that was more like Weekend with Bernie. That was the assassination of a guy who had long been dead. And yet, as we look at this, and we look at what has happened over the weekend in Syria, it's a reminder of just how absurd the narratives can be from the mainstream media, and they will stick to it. That's their story. They're going to stick to it. Now, the story about Obama getting Osama was something that was just done to up his creds with the military. It was down around 15% approval rate. But what we're talking about now in Syria, as well as what's going on in the UK, this manic move to inflate a Cold War here and also bring us in direct confrontation with the Russians is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And we also have a trade war that is beginning. Now, trade war, I think, is something that does need to be fought. It's going to be dangerous, and there are a lot of ways that we can lose this war, any war. And this is a trade war that has already begun now between the U.S. and China. We're going to talk about the different ways that this might go right and the ways that it might go wrong. But there is no upside for us to be in Syria. As a matter of fact, I had on my desk on Friday, I wish I had covered it, the leaked information about a Situation Room confrontation between President Trump and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So as a matter of fact, all the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of Defense James Mattis and the CIA. And as you have seen over and over again in speeches and social media postings by President Trump, said, we have defeated ISIS. We have driven them out of their strongholds. It's time to come home. And he kept repeating that. And he got into a very contentious argument with the people in the Situation Room. And then they leaked it. Leaked it last Tuesday, actually. And I didn't cover it. I had other things that kept getting in the way. I didn't cover it. And so that had happened a few days earlier. Here we are about a week later. And now over the weekend, we have had yet another gas attack. Every time President Trump says we're going to get out of Syria, or every time they want to put troops on the ground under Obama, this goes back to 2013. Remember, we pushed very hard against that. We said, that doesn't look like it's real. We don't have confirmation of this. This is a very dangerous thing to take some reports in a wartime situation where people obviously have a bias to sell a narrative and to use that as the basis to commit major troops in a direct confrontation with the Russians in a country that was not at war until people like John McCain decided that they wanted to change the regime there. And this is where we are, folks. And, of course, John McCain is tap dancing about this latest issue. Because now we got President Trump who is saying we've got to get out of Syria. Now he's saying Assad is an animal and we've got to do something about it. Looks just like what happened a year ago, doesn't it, in March. Trump was saying we've got to get out of Syria. And then all of a sudden, a gas attack. How many times are they going to pull this same thing? And after that one, President Trump sent missiles in. And we moved into that. So we're going to take a look at what is behind that. And we're going to take a look at the unraveling false flag gas attack in the UK because it has unraveled. It is such an obvious forgery that many people are writing that this may be the downfall of Theresa May and her administration in the UK because it is such an obvious lie. And this, folks, is an obvious lie. How many times will they use the same MO? They have used this again and again when just as Assad is about to drive out ISIS and we're about to get out, all of a sudden he decides that he's going to do something to keep us in. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at 42% said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believed those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 9th, 2016. What we are seeing right now, folks, is the power of the military-industrial complex. What is happening in Syria? Going back to March the 3rd, as reported in the Daily Mail and some other outlets, the Situation Room between Trump and his top generals. Trump's furious Situation Room row with his top general is leaked. And this was something that had happened a few days prior to this. It was reported by the AP, according to five administration officials that were briefed on Tuesday's White House meeting of Trump and his top aides and so forth. They wanted to remain, they said, anonymous. I'm sure they did because they're leaking information about what happened in the Situation Room. And when you look at this, it was set up to undermine President Trump, because at the end of the week last week, and I didn't get to this last week, but we had all these officials that said, well, President Trump has been saying this. He's been tweeting it. He's been saying it in speeches. We've got to get out of Syria. But there are extenuating circumstances, and that really isn't going to happen for some time. And the backstory of this is that President Trump, they said, was facing an astonishing leak of a confrontation in the Situation Room with his most senior military commander and another leak of talks with the CIA. He and Marine General Joseph Dunford, who is chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, clashed over what to do in Syria. Five officials briefed the Associated Press on what happened. As General Dunford told his approach, told him, President Trump, that President Trump's approach was unproductive. Lecturing him, telling him, you need to change your tone. President Trump was furious, saying the same types of things that he said on Twitter. What have we gotten for $7 trillion that we spent in the Middle East and all the lives that have been lost? Nothing, he screamed. And he screamed that on Twitter as well, in uppercase. And so, in response to that, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, said, well, your tone is unproductive, and you need to issue specific instructions on how to proceed. As if the Joint Chiefs of Staff doesn't know how to withdraw from a country. Give me a break. They can deploy troops in 24 hours anywhere, but they can't figure out how to get out of a country. He said, you have to give us more specific instructions. Now, he needs to stop being insubordinate. So they got this fight that's going on back and forth. And, of course, you had, it's reported, Defense Secretary, former General Mattis. He's still, I guess, retired General Mattis. Went head-to-head with Trump. They said the president was, those reporting this, the five sources that have talked to AP and others, said the president was vocal, vehement, and insisting that the withdrawal be completed quickly, if not immediately, according to five administration officials. And rather than offer him a menu of pullout plans, what they did was they just said, well, we're going to give you two choices, stay in Syria or pull out completely. And so he said, all right, we'll pull out completely. They overplayed their hand, and things got really rough. Said documents presented to the president included several pages of possibilities for staying in, but only a brief description of an option for full withdrawal that emphasized significant risks and downsides, including the likelihood that Iran and Russia would take advantage of a U.S. vacuum. This is what they always do. They always present you with your options, right? And they skew these options so that they front-loaded the one that they want you to choose. And yet, in this particular one, even though they gave him, they said, oh, pulling out now, that way, of course you could pull out, but that's going to be this, there's all these downside things, but Trump chose that anyway. This is why we now have the reports of another gas attack. And I say the reports, it has not been verified. What we have seen are a couple of different reports, and the Associated Press and other press outlets are saying this has not been verified. It hasn't been verified. But who needs to verify? Who needs to do an investigation? We never did an investigation with what happened in the UK. It was Sergei Skripal and his daughter. No, we just said, they did it. I'm going to give you, Theresa May, I'm going to give you 36 hours to prove that you didn't do this. And then we're going to enact sanctions and so forth. This is insane, folks. Can't you see what is going on here? We are being played by these people who want us in war everywhere. This is the deep state. It's very dangerous. And it's amazing to me that they continue to get away with this. Why? Because the mainstream media will say whatever these people tell them to say. And that's why they are so adamant about taking control of any other news other than state establishment, legacy, prostitute media, whatever you want to call them, prostitute media. That's what they are, mockingbird media. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about today when I start talking about the database of media influencers that Homeland Security is looking for. Yeah, that's right. They want to track all journalists, all bloggers. They want to identify the people who are making changes in people's opinions. And then they want to know everything about those people. Remember how many times I've played for you Michael Hayden? He says, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. Interesting people would be the people who are influencing opinion. And as the mainstream media, Politico says, you know, President Trump did really well in these areas where there wasn't a strong mainstream media presence. They call them news deserts. Oh, vast wastelands where they can't get our government-controlled mockingbird press information. And in those areas, what were people doing? They were relying on social media. They were communicating back and forth with themselves. We called in the early days of America committees of correspondence. Oh, look, this is what I know. And look at what they're telling us. And this is how that can't be true and so forth and so on. Being able to crowdsource an investigation, being able to find information that people have investigated, say, look, this is reported over here by InfoWars, and that was reported by Breitbart, and that was reported by the Daily Caller, and I can see, because I have experience in this myself, and I know that what CNN is telling us, or MSNBC, or ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever, I know that they're not telling us the truth. I've got friends in the military, they said this didn't happen, or couldn't happen, or so forth. People being able to share information on social media, that cannot be allowed. That must be shut down. Those people are in news deserts. News deserts. I would say they're oasis of truth and rationality, where people actually use their minds to vet the information instead of just sitting there absorbing like zombies what's being presented to them. And so we get to this situation where President Trump chooses that option anyway. And then we have this report. And it is picked up, it is generated by the White Helmets, a group that has had many false reports and been disproven many times. They are not a neutral group. And then it is echoed throughout the media. And then President Trump starts talking about regime change again. That was not on his mind. The president had opened the meeting with a tirade about U.S. intervention in Syria and in the Middle East more broadly, repeating lines that he had made in public speeches, things that he had tweeted. We denounced previous administrations for wasting $7 trillion over the past 17 years and lives. He said, what has the U.S. gotten for the money and the American lives expended in Syria? Nothing, he said, over and over again, according to the officials. So it was time for another gas attack. another, you know, or at least a report of a gas attack. Maybe people really did die. You know, that's the whole thing about false flag attacks. It doesn't have to be a situation where they died of something else. You know, they could die and then report it as a gas attack. It's more effective when people die to have a false flag. Just misattribute it as to what the cause was or who the perpetrator was for your own agenda. That's the essence of false flags. At one point, General Dunford, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke up when officials said, telling Trump that his approach was not productive and so forth. I mean, this is amazing. Mattis countered and said, well, he was still adamant. We got to get out. Mattis said, well, all right, we're going to have to take a year or more. President Trump said, nope, no more than 6 months, 5 or 6 months max. Then we got to get out. And then we have a gas attack, or at least a report of it. We're going to talk about whether or not that is a gas attack when we come back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So the question is, when we look at the background of what President Trump has been strongly saying over the last several weeks, arguments that he had with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Situation Room and with Secretary, Defense Secretary Mattis, saying, we've got to get out. We've got to get out immediately. Well, we got to give us a year. No more than 5 or 6 months. He starts to yield a bit. And then we have what may be another gas attack. Or is it not a gas attack, but maybe gaslighting the president? That's what I'm really concerned about here. As one guy, as you see these articles talking about this before the attack, Trump clashes with the military in a Syrian pullout push. So there's this condescending article from The Hill, and an individual from the, guess where else, Council on Foreign Relations, Stephen Biddle, an adjunct senior fellow for defense policy at the CFR. He said, Trump thinks that war should look like World War II. He's looking for some sort of big, dramatic blitzkrieg. He thinks that you win a war with some sort of sudden, decisive violence. The enemy cries, uncle, then you have a big victory parade. That hasn't been the way that wars have worked for a long time. That's kind of a cartoon idea of war. No, it's not a cartoon idea. It's the just war theory. This is an ancient Christian idea. It was first formulated by Augustine. And it's basically the way that we work with, interact with each other in a potentially violent situation. If somebody breaks into your house, there is a, you don't go out and start shooting people, right? But if somebody breaks into your house and, they're threatening your life, they're coming at you, then you are justified to shoot them. If they grab one of your prized possessions and start running out the door, you are not justified in shooting them in the back. Things like that. Basic Christian ethics. Well, there was a Christian ethic for how we conduct war. It's called the just war theory. And that is, you don't initiate an attack. You have the right to defend yourself, but you do not initiate force. It's kind of reflected, it used to be anyway, in the Libertarian Party, their statement of principles, a non-aggression principle, saying we will not initiate the use of force, but we reserve our right to defend ourselves. Well, they got rid of that. They've stepped up to start thinking like the Republicans and Democrats. And it's really sad because we now have a government that operates on what they call preemptive strikes. In other words, starting wars, not defending ourselves. And staying there as long as possible. That was the other part of the just war theory. You try to minimize the loss of life by ending the war as quickly as possible. Try to avoid any what they call collateral damage, the destruction of non-combatants and so forth. All of these principles that have been the guiding principles for Western civilization came out of Christian ethics. And we have now jettisoned Christian ethics. We've jettisoned the just war theory. All we want is just war. That's what the military-industrial complex is all about. Just war. Only war. Nothing but war. And there's nothing justifiable about it, the way that we conduct war. So this guy at the Council on Foreign Relations is looking down at Trump, thinks that he's naive, thinks that this is a cartoon version of war, that you go in, you fight hard, you win, and you go home. Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. No. We have the quagmire of empire. That's what they have created for us. He said, the American military thinks of wars as long, grinding, slow, often indecisive struggles. Maybe we should go back to where we have decisive struggles. Maybe we should go back to where we only fight wars when we are attacked, instead of going abroad seeking monsters to destroy. That was not the policy of America. George Washington said we're going to avoid foreign entanglements. Adams said we don't go abroad looking for monsters to destroy. That is the path of empire. It's the path of quagmire. And that's the way that these sophisticated people at the Council on Foreign Relations and our Joint Chiefs of Staff want to fight the wars now. And when President Trump said wrong, we're not going to do it that way. Well, now they have engineered yet another gas attack. And we've had 40 people killed Friday, scores more Saturday, in airstrikes against Douma. As Andy Ward points out, there is no conclusive evidence that this was anything other than a conventional attack. Indeed, conventional airstrikes often kill that many people. In fact, the BBC originally claimed 150 people killed. Later, they reduced that figure to 70. And, of course, this information that the BBC was reporting came from one source, the White Helmets. Not an objective source, not verified. And many news outlets have said, well, it's not verified, but this is what's alleged. And so based on the allegation now, we're going to continue to stay in Syria, just as the military industrial complex won. They got exactly what they wanted. I want to play for you a clip from retired Russian Lieutenant General Bezinski. He had this to say about the dangerous types of things that we're seeing both in the UK and here in this Syrian false flag as well, I think. Here's the general.
It's worse than the Cold War, because if the situation will develop in the way it is now, I am afraid that it will end up in a very, very bad outcome.
Spell that out. What do you mean by very bad outcome and worse than the Cold War?
A real war. Worse than the Cold War is a real war. It will be the last war in the history of the mankind.
You are saying that the fallout from the Salisbury poisoning could lead to a real war. How so?
Not the Salisbury poisoning, but all the actions, you see, because the pressure, the United States saying, you are saying that the pressure will continue. What are you going to achieve? If you are going to achieve the regime change, it's useless. Actually, you are cornering Russia, and to corner Russia is a very dangerous thing.
It is a very dangerous thing, and it is a patently false thing. We're going to talk more about the quote-unquote Salisbury poisoning in just a moment. But when we look at this now, President Trump seems to have bought fully in on this, just as he did a year ago, when there was the now disproven claim that it was sarin gas that was launched on people. They ultimately showed that that was false yet again, just like they did back in 2013. There was a panic for us to rush the U.S. military in. Obama wanted us to put boots on the ground and change the regime there in Syria, continue the slaughter of people there. And that's what this is really about. It was the idea of regime change that was created by the military-industrial complex, people like John McCain, equipping, arming, providing weapons to ISIS. They were the ones who created ISIS. We were on the side of ISIS. Remember, they wanted us to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. That's what everybody was saying in 2013. And it was a lie. It was ultimately disproven by the UN, by Russia, and even by American forces that it wasn't a sarin gas attack. Then 4 years later, as President Trump started talking about getting out, they did it again. And he fired a bunch of missiles into Syria a year ago. Now as he's talking about getting out again a year later, guess what happens again? How many times? This is like putting your hand up in front of a tree and telling somebody who's stupid, punch my hand. And then you move it at the last minute and they punch the tree. And then you do it again. And then you do it again. How stupid are we? How stupid are we? This is not funny. This is incredibly dangerous, incredibly stupid, and amazing how powerful the mainstream media is to still be able to sell these lies to the American public. I'm going to go down the timeline of where this has happened before. A headline from Free Thought Project. Is this a coincidence? Every time the U.S. threatens to pull out of Syria, Assad decides that he'll use chemical weapons to keep us there. He must be some kind of a genius. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in, we'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Well, the New York Times says that dozens of Syrians suffocated. What is their source for this? I'll tell you in a moment. And then we have other news outlets dutifully reporting that it's the deadliest chemical attack since Trump ordered missile strikes on a Syrian airbase in April of 2017. And in the New York Times report, what they said was medical and rescue groups blamed President Assad's government for the assault on the suburb. So that's the source, medical and rescue groups. Which ones would those be? That would be the white helmets that are reporting that Assad has gassed his own people again. And no one other than them. No one other than them. These are people who are known for staging videos and false flags. But of course, based upon that, we have the mainstream media become an echo chamber. Based on an unreliable source. No first-hand investigation. But of course, just like Theresa May, there was never an investigation of what happened in Salisbury, UK. And we have massive repercussions that have taken place because of that. Never did an investigation. The police said, this is going to take months for us to look through this. And, but she said, 36 hours, and we're not going to give you any of the things, any evidence to Russia to look at this, examine this. You just proved that you didn't do it. You got 36 hours to do it. Time's up. Now we're going to do what I wanted to do in the first place, which is enact sanctions or send more troops into Syria or keep the troops that we've got in Syria and Syria, so forth. They always set this up to get their desired outcome. And so then President Trump bites on this. I mean, this is, I don't think this is a gas attack. I think this is gaslighting. And he tweets out, many dead, including women and children, in mindless chemical attack in Syria. Area of atrocity is in lockdown and encircled by Syrian army, making it completely inaccessible to the outside world. President Putin, Russia, and Iran are responsible for backing animal Assad. Big price to pay. Open area immediately for medical help and verification. Another humanitarian disaster for no reason whatsoever. Sick. Yeah, if true. If true. And I just have to add to this. Why is it that we don't care about the, and I don't know what how many hundreds of thousands of people have died in the Syrian war. Number two, in terms of people dying, is Mexico. 30,000 people have died there in the last year alone. But of course, there's not bombs being dropped on people, but there are bombs being dropped on people. Is it worse for them to drop gas than it is to drop explosive bombs and kill people? Perhaps because it's a slow death. We have prohibited chemical weapons. Oh, and by the way, we've had the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say that Russia didn't have the kind of chemical weapons they allege were used in the Salisbury poisoning. You had Secretary of State Kerry say that all the chemical weapons had been removed from Syria and so forth. And now you got Republicans saying, see, he was wrong. Because we know, because we've heard from the white helmets that this is really what happened there. So let's go back and review this. Every time the U.S. threatens to pull out of Syria, Assad uses chemical weapons. Why? Because he wants us to stay there, right? He loves having a civil war. He wants to continue that. Every time peace is about to break out, he does something provocative. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And as the Free Thought Project points out, there's been no independent verification of the chemical attack. It is only being reported by a group that has been caught multiple times staging fake attacks. Quote, 70 people suffocated to death and hundreds are still suffocating, said the head of the White Helmets. And this is their second tweet. The first one, now deleted, claimed 150 people were killed. Apparently too big of an exaggeration to be believed. As they continue to report, indeed less than a month ago, the Russian military predicted this exact scenario. As CNBC reported last month, the threat by Chief of Russia's General Staff, Valery Gerasimov, was widely reported by Russia media sites such as States News Agency and RIA and TASS. That said, Gerasimov said that Russia had reliable information about militants preparing to falsify a government chemical attack against civilians. That's very predictable. As a matter of fact, we read some of those sources. I read some of those sources here. We knew this was coming, didn't we? Especially when President Trump went head-to-head with the military-industrial complex, the Joint Chief of Staff, the Defense Secretary, the CIA, and said, no, you're getting out. No, you're doing it now. No, we haven't gotten anything out of this continuing conflict. And say, oh, he's naive. He's got this cartoon vision of war, that you go in and you win and then you leave. And, of course, it also presumes that we have a dog in that fight, that we were attacked. Did Assad ever attack us? I don't recall. No, he didn't, did he? No, we went into that country and began a regime change civil war. We're the ones who initiated that using our surrogates, ISIS. People like John McCain going there and meeting with terrorists, assisting them. Of course, he has much to say about this as well. And as they continue to say, there's been zero investigation. The U.S. government is already pointing fingers, implicating a world power and massive war crimes, and that is irresponsible. So let's go back to a year ago. March 30th, Reuters reported that Syria was no longer a U.S. priority and that the government was no longer focusing on regime change, on getting Assad out. And then conveniently, only 5 days after trying to de-escalate the situation, an alleged gas attack took place to which Trump responded with 59 Tomahawk missiles. And what happened? We eventually did do an investigation. And a leading weapons academic, one of the foremost experts in the field, came forward in a series of reports noting his opposition to the official story. According to the expert, the Syrian gas attack was staged. Exactly the same thing that we had seen in 2013. Now, this year, March 29th, Trump put many people to ease when he said that the U.S. would be coming out of Syria very soon. And then we have this. It just goes on and on and on. And as you heard the general talk about what's happening in Russia, you know, we've had a massive retaliatory actions taken based on this supposed poisoning in Salisbury. And as Zero Hedge article points out, the wheels have come off of the farce in Salisbury, UK. And many people are looking at this and saying, this may well bring down Theresa May. Perhaps she did this to try to cover up for her failures and her betrayal and Brexit. But we'll see what happens with it. But I think this is very interesting. Many of you already know about Operation Northwoods. You remember that? Declassified? Remember how you had the Joint Chiefs of Staff come to President Kennedy and say, we need to invade Cuba, get rid of Castro. And here's the way we propose to do it. We're going to have fly civilian airplanes into buildings. Kind of like 9/11. But this is back in the 1960s. It got declassified. We're going to fly planes into buildings. We're going to have terrorist attacks against shopping centers and civilian targets. And we'll make it look like it was the Cubans. And that'll give us justification to go after Cuba. Well, now, just this last October, October 2017, we had some more government documents that were declassified. A very high-level 1962 meeting of U.S. government officials. Again, separate from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they also discussed the possibility of the U.S. manufacturing or acquiring Soviet aircraft. Why would they do that? Well, that would allow them to have provocative situations where it looked like Soviet aircraft were attacking. And provide an excuse for U.S. intervention. And when this was declassified back in October, Newsweek ran an article headlined, U.S. Government Planned False Flag Attacks to Start War with the Soviet Union, JFK Documents Show. It said the U.S. government once wanted to plan false flag attacks with Soviet aircraft to justify war with the USSR or its allies, a newly declassified document surrounding the assassination of President JFK show. False flag attacks, they point out, for those of you who don't know, are covert operations that make it look like an attack was carried out by another group other than the group that actually carried them out. Going back to a very famous one, the Reichstag fire, allowed Hitler to come to power. But of course, our government would never do something like this. They would never lie about a Salisbury poisoning or about a Syrian gas attack to further their agenda, would they? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Live, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as I look at this, so just talking about these recently declassified documents, part of the documents that were declassified around the JFK assassination, showing yet again another thing like Operation Northwoods, where they were planning to do 9/11-like terror attacks, flying planes into buildings. And that was actually signed off by the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Lyman Limnitzer. He actually signed off on that. President Kennedy saw that and fired him. Then he got reassigned to NATO and laid the foundations for Operation Gladio, another false flag attack throughout Italy and elsewhere. I mean, this is the way these guys think. And don't think that this isn't still happening, that now we've got a bunch of Boy Scouts in the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. When I see this shouting match between the current chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying, your tone is unhelpful to President Trump. Man, the insubordination. And then within days, this gas attack. And I don't know whether President Trump is being gaslighted, whether he really believes this, or whether he knows what happened to JFK. As he's now playing along with this, or is he fooled by what is going on? But nevertheless, it is dangerous, very dangerous, what is happening with this. And I want to talk about some developments as well in the Salisbury poisoning. Before we get to that, real quickly, I want to let you know about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program. We have a four-week food kit special. This is part of our InfoWars Life Select Storable Food Kits. We've dropped our four-week supply, our food kit supply, by $100 to an unprecedented $147. It's packed fresh. It's made in the USA. Easy to make. There's no better time to secure your family's food future. Also, we have Alpha Power, one of our newest, most popular products yet. finally back in stock, and we're dropping the price by 25% to help you experience what a true alpha male feels like. And finally, we also have Alexa Pure Breeze that'll be ending very soon, $50 off of the price of Alexa Pure Breeze. That's a way to clean the air in your home very quietly, very effectively. It's a great unit. I love that. We have it at our house as well. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation. Now, getting back to, we'll get back to Syria in just a moment because there's been, of course, some developments this morning. We've had some missiles fired in. Everybody was saying, well, we think it was U.S. Planes that overflew the area. The Pentagon said, no, it wasn't ours. Then other people said, well, we think it was Israel. And Israel had no comment. This is, I guess, about as good as saying, yes, it was ours. But let's take a look quickly at what's going on in the U.K. Because I played for you earlier what this lieutenant general retired from Russia was saying, how dangerous this is. Because they're now using this, not just throwing out diplomats left and right from various countries, but they're also saying, we're going to start seizing Russian assets and so forth, enacting sanctions on Russia. These are the types of things that lead to war, just as the trade war with China can lead to war. Now, that is something that we need to do something about. We do have a dog in that fight. They have destroyed our industrial base, and we need to resist that. Whether we win that war or not, it's a war that needs to be fought. This situation in Syria and going toe-to-toe with the Ruskies, as they would say in Dr. Strangelove, is not something that we need to do. This is a fight that we do not need to have. But let's talk about what's going on in Salisbury. Officials predicted brain damage to those that are exposed to the nerve agent. They treated scores of people on even the flimsiest pretext. The New York Times went so far as to call it the nerve agent that is too deadly to use. And yet, nobody died. Yeah, that's the thing, you know, you can't say nobody died or anything. And quite frankly, I don't believe the narratives that nobody died at these other shootings that we've had in the United States. The people who come out and do that, for the most part, are either being deceived by disinformation agents who want to undermine anyone asking any questions about the official story or how the incident is being used. It's much more effective for them to kill people. But the most amazing thing about this is that, yes, in fact, nobody died. We had a total panic in the area that said 40 people were exposed to this and are being treated. And the hospital, in the director of the hospitals in Salisbury, England, where this happened, said, no, hasn't been 40. I have to correct that. And it hasn't been 40 people. Only 3 people were poisoned. Nobody with nerve gas. But nobody listens to them. A nurse said, I got there and worked on Yulia Skripal, the daughter. I worked on her for a half hour. She didn't have a hazmat suit on. Why did nothing happen to her? Well, because it wasn't nerve gas. But they said, it's going to be brain damage to those people. And yet, Yulia Skripal is expected to be discharged from the hospital soon. She's doing great. Medical officials at the hospital said her father, Sergei, is also recovering rapidly and is no longer in critical condition. So what's going on with this? How did this happen? You know, we look at these incidents. As an article on Zero Hedge points out, much of the investigation, this is taken from Rob Slane, said much of the investigation initially concentrated on where the Skripals are poisoned. Suggestions said, well, maybe it was at the bench or at the ZZ restaurant where they'd eaten or his luggage or the car. You know, they even said all these people that got poisoned, which didn't happen, okay, there weren't 40 people that got poisoned with this, but they were saying, well, you know, 40 people were poisoned. It must have come out of the car. Maybe when they opened the doors, or maybe they were driving with the windows down and it just poisoned all these people. Well, nobody else was poisoned. Nobody else was poisoned. And if that were the case, that just driving by with the windows down, people could somehow fall sick, don't you think that Sergei and Yulia would be dead? You know, this is a nerve gas that is supposedly, Novichok is supposed to be 5 to 8 times more deadly than VX nerve gas, yet nobody died. They say, however, some 24 days after the incident, it was announced that a high concentration of the military-grade nerve agent, quote-unquote, had been found at the front door, and this was likely the place of poisoning. Yet it is known that after leaving the house, Mr. Skripal and his daughter drove to the city center. They went to the mill pub, and then they went to the restaurant where they ate a meal together. In other words, according to the door theory, the two of them were poisoned by military-grade nerve gas that took 3 hours to have any effect. You see how stupid this is? Every aspect of this narrative that we've been told is absolutely nonsense to be exposed to this. And yet they not only survive, but they're sitting up talking just weeks later. It's absolutely amazing to look at what they've been telling people. The official explanation that this was planned and authorized at the highest level within the Russian government would lead you to believe that the action was carried out by top-level agents of the FSB, yet the mode of attack, nerve agent, apparently smeared or sprayed on the door, it's really bad spycraft, isn't it? Especially since it rains a lot in Salisbury, and it was raining on the day that that happened. So spray it on the door or something. I mean, none of this makes any sense. And as been reported earlier in the week, U.S. has imposed a new round of sanctions against the Russians today, targeting a number of oligarchs, accusing them of supporting the Russian government in their mad poisoning campaign of gas everywhere. I see gas everywhere. And we had Nikki Haley. Remember, I just talked about the false flag attacks, the fact that it wasn't sarin gas in 2013. It wasn't sarin gas in 2017. They could not, and it had to be sarin gas because they wanted to be able to pin it on a state actor. Now, why do conservatives fall for this anymore? After all the nonsense that we have seen about Russians hacking the election, Russians breaking into the DNC and so forth, that's all nonsense. It's all a misdirection. It's a red herring to distract you from what's really going on. But I found this particular article by Tom Luongo very interesting because he's talking about how this may blow back on Theresa May's UK government. He said, governments fall when people lose confidence in them. Theresa May has bungled everything that she's touched as prime minister, from Brexit to her relationship with Donald Trump to her response or lack thereof of the escalating level of domestic terrorism. And so the latest of which is pushing everyone to denounce the Russians. Now the whole Russia did it narrative has been skewered by her own experts at Porton Down. And remember, I played for you on Friday. You had Boris Johnson come out there and he said, oh, it's categorical. In other words, very specific, undeniable, absolutely it was the Russians. And then Porton Down came back and said, no, we can't say that. We can only say that it was a type of a type that has been used by the Russians. But we can't say that they did it. And as we talked about this before, 25 years ago, as the Soviet Union devolved, Uzbekistan, where this was created, they had the stuff there. You had Americans and British and other people going there to get that, just like they did the suitcase news. Anybody could have had this. Anybody could have made it. And Porton Down would not lie for Boris Johnson. And he had to remove that tweet. They've been caught in a lie. They've been caught in an absurd false flag, folks. And let's not do this with Syria as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and real red pill today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed
to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the super male and the super female vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to do some news breaks, and then we're going to get into other stories. We've been talking about Syria and the ginned-up false flag there. Amazing to see this. But let's move on to some other topics here. We've got a college student with measles. This college student, amazingly, had been vaccinated. How could that happen, asks USA Today. Said thousands were exposed to measles. February 2015 in San Francisco, after a LinkedIn employee with the disease took public transportation to work. And now they say you've got a University of Nevada, Reno student, whose name was not released, has had both doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. So, well, this is generally given at the age of 12 to 15 months with a booster again at 4 to 6 years of age. I said, well, how did this happen? They said, well, you know, it does happen sometimes, doesn't it? Yeah, these vaccines are not necessarily effective, except at perhaps raising the incident of autism. But they point out a Kansas outbreak of 15 cases that began in March. Most were unvaccinated infants at a daycare center. Notice that word, most. Unvaccinated. There were some that were vaccinated that got it. And a fully vaccinated adult. So this is what happens, folks. It is not a guarantee. If their vaccines were 100% effective, then why do they care if you don't get a vaccine? That's the herd mentality. It's not the herd effect that we see everywhere. Just another reminder as to the ineffectiveness of vaccines. And as we're looking at what's going on with gun control, or I should say taking away our liberty, because that's what we're really talking about here, folks. Again, we are not fighting for guns. We are not fighting for the Second Amendment. We're defending our liberty to defend ourselves. And we had people meet in Billings, Montana, a crowd of close to 200 people in weather that had a wind chill factor of 14 degrees. And they showed up with guns. And they said, it's time we start shouting back at them saying, you know what? We're Americans. We're law-abiding. We will keep our rights. Good for them. Good for them. To not say that we're going to keep our guns. It's about our rights, folks. The guns are merely an expression of it. And the Second Amendment is merely a prohibition on the federal government to not to interfere with our rights, the rights of the people to defend themselves. And as we're approaching the anniversary 4 years ago of the Bundy standoff, and I was there, it was truly an amazing event. Every time, looking at this event here, 2 hour rally in Billings, Montana, people showing up with their guns. You know, the only time that we've been at events where things didn't get really violent, either by counter protesters or the police, have been when people showed up with guns, peacefully carrying them. At the Alamo, we had a massive open carry rally because the police in San Antonio had been harassing people who were openly carrying rifles, which is legal. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And thanks to the fact that people had weapons with them as a deterrent, nobody got shot at the Bundy standoff. Now, those people went through 4 years of hell because of a criminal BLM, a criminal Department of Justice, and a criminal FBI lying about what they had done. They were the aggressors. We reported at the time. We knew that was what was happening. And the agent in charge, special agent in charge, had criminal charges brought against him. He was ultimately dismissed. But like so many other cases, like the Silk Road case with Ross Ulbricht, that exculpatory evidence was kept from the jury. And like these other incidents, they decided that they would only allow certain people to be called in defense in violation of so many of our due process rights. That's right. The guns are the thing that secure our other rights. As they're looking in South Carolina, lawmakers are saying, you know what, if you take our guns, we're going to secede. Some lawmakers have already started that process because they said, we don't have the Bill of Rights, we don't have a country. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, things are still heating up in terms of the other Russian investigation. We have so many different Russian false flags that are going on. Why does anybody take this thing in Salisbury, England, or the situation in Syria seriously when we've seen this thing drag on and on and on? And people like John Brennan at the center of this, the CIA, former head under Obama, why do we keep going along the same path? And why is it that you have Wall Street trembling in its boots over a trade war with China? And it is a serious thing, folks. This is not something to take lightly. But it is something that needs to be done. Trembling in their boots and defending China. But we have these absurd narratives about gas poisoning in Syria. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Let's go to war with Russia. Why is that? Don't you find that strange? I mean, these are very dangerous times. We have sanctions and threats of war with Russia. And we have terrorists. And things, full-on economic warfare, which is what preceded World War II, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. And so that could lead to war with China. China is very aggressive. And, you know, for a long time, they've had a single-child policy. And the result of that was so many Chinese girls being rejected by the families, put up for adoption, even when they're healthy. Put up for adoption because if they're only going to have one child, they all wanted a male child. And so you've got a massive imbalance between male and female in China. And that is something that I'm sure that we talked about this 10 years ago with all our families. Like, you look at a situation where you got like 30% more males than females, that is a tinderbox waiting to explode, waiting to cause war throughout the region, invading other countries so they can find wives or whatever. And they have the problems, and we're going to get to this later on, the problems of not having enough arable land, not having enough water, having so many people crammed into such a small space right next to Russia, which has the largest landmass and one of the lowest population densities. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could trigger a war with China, and yet nobody is really worried about that. I mean, they're worried about that you leave China alone, But let's go after Russia. None of this makes any sense. Let's take a look, though, at the internal Russia thing. There's so many different Russias that let's take a look at the internal one. House Intel Chairman threatens legal action against the FBI and the Department of Justice over Russian records. And this was last week. The chairman of House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, that's Devin Nunes, sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And Nunes said, be advised that failure to comply in a satisfactory manner will result in the committee pursuing all appropriate legal remedies, including seeking civil enforcement of the August 24th subpoenas in federal district court. That's how long they've been asking for this information. Now, over the weekend, we had North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows go on Fox News with Judge Jeanine on Saturday night, and he had this to say.
Job. And if the Deputy Attorney General is not willing to do it and not willing to allow us to have our constitutional oversight authority supported, then we'll find someone who can.
Well, does that mean you guys are going to get rid of Rod Rosenstein?
I think that if he does not turn over the documents, that there are a growing number of us on Capitol Hill who believe that someone else needs to do the job.
All right.
And what happens there is we've got, constitutionally, we have some things that we can do.
Well, look, you know what? Look, as far as I'm concerned, and I come from a different area. I come from law enforcement. You know, you don't respond to a subpoena. You get a search warrant. You go in with whatever you need, and you get what you want, like they did to Paul Manafort. This guy,
and like they didn't do to Hillary.
They don't send him a letter and say, please. They don't do a press conference. They don't then send the subpoena. They go in and get it.
Well,
you guys need to do that.
Well, therein is part of the problem is we've got the Department of Justice and the FBI that are the ones that are obstructing this, the very law enforcement agencies.
And they're obstructing it because it will show what?
Well, I can tell you what we have found already. We have found a number of documents that would indicate that there was coordination with the White House, coordination with the Obama White House, coordination with the State Department. So it goes well beyond what we've known. And here's the problem. The reason why we know
coordination
that
with Brennan
is because we've taken those unredacted documents and actually gone over and figured out what it said behind the redactions. And these are the things that the DOJ and the FBI have been hiding from members of Congress, and they've been hiding it for 4 months.
You know,
you hear that? These are the things that the FBI and the Department of Justice have been hiding. Now, in that interview, Judge Jeanine talked about, hey, you know, wasn't they wanted the stuff from Paul Manafort? They just went in and took it. Isn't it interesting? That's the only instance of this that we've seen. The only instance. Didn't go in and take stuff from Hillary Clinton. They went in and said, we'd like to see the servers that you say were hacked. Can we examine that? Oh, no, you can't see that. You'll have to take the word for our private contractor that they were hacked by a foreign agency and that it wasn't a whistleblower. And they said, oh, okay, sorry, okay. Sorry we bothered you. Every one of these other aspects, whenever it comes to Democrats, they just say, go away, you can't say it. But not so with Paul Manafort. So Politico says how Paul Manafort could put the FBI on trial. Absolutely should. Paul Manafort's legal team, they say, faces a critical choice as he heads to trial. How aggressively the former Trump campaign chairman should base his defense on alleged political bias and misconduct by federal investigators. That is so well established. You would think that'd be a no-brainer. They say whether Manafort will seek to uncover and spotlight disparaging details about federal officials, potentially including an FBI agent dismissed from Mueller's team last year, has become the subject of speculation and anticipation by lawyers involved in the Russia investigation. They said, this is something we've all been talking about, said one defense attorney. It's a hard question. Some expect Manafort to take a slash and burn approach. He said, I think they're going to try to throw any dirt possible. It's a target-rich environment, folks. There is so much dirt around this investigation, it's ridiculous. They say an aggressive claim of bias by Manafort is unlikely to derail the prosecution that now threatens him with the prospect of spending the rest of his life behind bars. Well, I don't know. If you can show that this is malicious, that it is political, I think that should have something to do with it. In a just world, but of course we're not talking about a just world. We're talking about Washington, D.C. And then this, Robert Mueller investigating Paul Manafort for working with Viktor Yanukovych in 2013. And then look at this picture. Who is that? Why, looky there. That's not Paul Manafort. That's Bob Mueller. Also working with Viktor Yanukovych in 2013. See how they project onto other people the stuff that they have done? That's what this whole Russian investigation circling around President Trump is about. It's about projection. Just like the Syrian gas is false flag. The Salisbury attack, gas attack is a false flag. This is all projection of your stuff onto other people. I said Mueller failed to mention that he also worked with Yanukovych in 2013, 6 months before John Brennan, CIA director, former, John McCain, Victoria Nuland, and their EU partners led a bloody neo-Nazi coup to overthrow the Yanukovych government. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Doing what he accused Paul Manafort of doing. That's the whole basis. Oh, you're dirty because you're working there to keep this guy in power. And yet that's exactly what Bob Mueller was doing at the same time. Congressional investigators are, quote, trying to get to the bottom of Brennan's role in the Russian investigation. Former CIA director. This is a book published in March called Russian Roulette. It's a book by Michael Isikoff, the guy who almost had the scoop about Monica Lewinsky, but he and his editors demurred and Matt Drudge got it. Now he's coming out talking about Brennan being at the center of all this and pushing it around to people like Harry Reid, who said, well, I kind of thought he had an alternative motive. You think? You think? Yeah, he did. All right, stay with us. Be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors, put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, there's an article on the Drudge Report over the weekend about how many people who are taking antidepressants discover they can't quit. We've talked about this many times. I had a lady on who was an expert on this, and you can find the information on it. It was, help me with this. It was SSRI Stories, .net, I think. Look that up, and I'll correct that with everybody if you want to look at it. It's an excellent site that she has curated. She talks about the many times that people have become suicidal or violent with other people in conjunction with the all these different cases. Many of them you haven't heard about because they didn't end in violence, but you might have a situation where a young man, not knowing what he's doing, sleepwalking, takes a rifle into a classroom, holds the classroom hostage, alternately points the gun at the classroom and points it at himself and so forth. Finally, he was disarmed. But things like that have happened over and over again. And they don't make national news because nobody gets shot, because it ends peacefully. But the ones that do make national news, whenever they talk about it, they talk about the gun and not talk about the SSRIs or the antidepressants. One of the things that was interesting in this story, at the very top of it, New York Times, this lady who got off of it, 27 years old, in Tacoma, Washington, she said it took 9 months to wean herself off of the drug Zoloft by taking increasingly smaller doses. I remember when we did the interview, and you can find this interview at Real News of David Knight channel. The lady that we're talking about said it's like trying to gradually get off of it's like the bends. If you go down as a scuba diver, depending on how deep you go and how long you stay down, you have to come up gradually, and you have to come up more slowly the deeper you go and the longer you've been on it. She said, that's a great analogy. We actually use that analogy because people who are on it, they said it's like a fog and they have to come off of it very, 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 very gradually. The most minute changes to reduce it, to get off of it. And it has to take months, sometimes longer than 9 months to get off of it. If you come off of it any more quickly, then you can have horrific side effects where you don't know what you're doing and you get violent or you get suicidal. And maybe you don't shoot people. Maybe you just put the kids in the back of your car and drive them into the lake, as one lady did, famous incident with that, as she was adjusting her antidepressants. So you have to come off of it very, very, very slowly. It's a good example of it. But they also talk about the fact that nearly 25 million adults have been on antidepressants for at least 2 years. That is a 60% increase since 2010. Think about that. We are becoming a society of doped up people. And when you look at what everybody, conservatives and liberals, everybody is saying, well, people who are mentally stable should be allowed to have guns, but people who aren't, no, you got to take them away. Well, that's going to be pretty much everybody, nearly. because anybody that is on any of these medications is really very dangerous. And these psychiatrists continue to push this kind of medication on everybody. And it's very difficult to get off, if not impossible to get off, without something happening. As Free Thought Project points out, how gun control laws for the mentally ill could disarm anybody who questions authority. Because we've seen this happen in the former Soviet Union, haven't we? If you criticize the government, become an enemy of the state, they just call you a, say that you're mentally ill and take you away to the mental institution. You know, I was reading this, I didn't realize that the phrase that we hear so often, the lunatic fringe, you know where that came from? FDR. FDR, the lunatic fringe. Well, it's the lunatic fringe that's going to be going to the mental institutions. I've had people call me from Florida saying, I just got finished with the biggest mental institution that we've ever had in Florida. And a buddy of mine who's working on construction said he just finished a massive expansion to a regular hospital that was all mental institution wings. I mean, we're getting ready to make a, let's say, just a major commitment to mental health or mentally ill health is what we're going to do. And so when we look at this as being put out, say, well, you know, of course we don't want crazy people with guns, but who's going to determine whether people are crazy or not? The psychiatrists are making these judgments and they're not necessarily objective. And then once they make a judgment, or maybe you go to them and maybe you don't really have a problem until they give you their drugs, and then you do have a problem. Then you do have a problem, and they're increasingly doing that. So that is something for us to be very, very concerned about as we move forward. And it really does concern me to see everybody talking about mental health issues and divorcing it from the psychiatric drug. I understand that if anybody's got a mental health issue, that they shouldn't have a gun. Absolutely. But if you're going to do that and turn a blind eye to the major profit center of the big pharmaceutical companies, that's not a good sign. That means that you're not really serious. That means that you're not really being transparent with the people if you're going to ignore the biggest issue here, which is the psychiatric drugs, more so than people getting crazy. Another thing that I think is going to be kind of interesting here to watch with what President Trump does. You know, we have a vacancy on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that famous court that is overturned more than any other, the one that is loaded with activist liberals. Well, we just had somebody term limited by God. He died on March the 29th at 87 years old. His name is Judge Stephen Reinhardt. And as they point out in the Daily Caller, there was a UC Berkeley School of Law dean who approached him just months before the 2014 midterm elections and suggested that he retire. That was reported by the New York Times on Saturday. But he said, no, I'm not going to retire. He said, you need to retire because we may lose control of the Senate and the House, and then Obama won't be able to appoint somebody that's liberal in your place. He said, nah, I'm going to stay. I mean, this is the guy was 83 years old. These guys think they're going to live forever. It's amazing to me how they never want to give up. And so he stayed on, and now he died at 87, and President Trump is going to be able to appoint somebody to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. How amazing is that? That is truly amazing. On the side of technology, though, not a good couple of days here that we've seen. There's an article of what's going on in India. And as we talked about this in the past, the social credits that we see developing in China and so forth, we have the same type of thing happening in India. Both of these countries have become beta tests for a kind of population control technologies that are going to be introduced here in the West. They've already been introduced to some degree. But if you want to know what it's going to look like here in the West, look at what's happening in India and China right now, because that's going to be happening to us very soon. In India, fingerprints and eye scans are now required to buy food in India. Think about that. That should get you concerned. A string of interesting financial reports from India this week. It appears to be unrelated at first glance, but upon further inspection, they're all working toward a common goal, an intrusive Big Brother surveillance state that tracks every single financial transaction for every single resident, including buying food. unless you give them your biometric identity, unless you opt into this system. Unless you take the mark of the beast, you're not going to get any food.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globals, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried Brain Force to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
You know, I want to take a look at what this is going to look like in our country, because it is coming our way. What they've already done in India, they have a program that says it's going to be mandatory for all 1.3 billion people. 1.3 billion people. We have a little over 300 million people, so 0.3 billion people. here in our country. But they've already got 1.1 billion already using it because they intimidate them. People are signing up under duress because they don't have any other way to get into commerce or financial services. The government, they say, in India has been slowly building this program, setting up residents with IDs while collecting their biometric data. This is why I am concerned about E-Verify. Do you understand? That is what they're doing to us here in the United States. To say, well, we've got to control immigration, and we have to be very careful that we don't do the wrong things because of our open border problems. Typically, what the government will do is create a problem and then exacerbate it with another problem that doesn't solve the problem. We see that with drug addiction, for example. That's the basis of the war on drugs. And look at how many different ways that has eroded not only the rule of law, but our liberties, our Bill of Rights. It has corrupted government. It's corrupted the police. It's corrupted the Justice Department. And, of course, drugs are more plentiful and more available than ever before. And we have more concentrated forms of it. And I'm concerned that as we have this war at the border, and I say we don't have to get control of our border. We do. And that is something that really does need to be done in a law enforcement type of way, unlike drugs. Drugs are a spiritual problem. They are a medical problem. They are a psychological problem. They are not a law enforcement problem. And the government, the central government, the federal government, does not have any constitutional authority to conduct a war on drugs or to prohibit our use of any kind of medical drug. So the FDA, the DEA, do not have any constitutional authority to exist. They don't. Just look at the 10th Amendment, look at the 18th Amendment about alcohol prohibition. 1018. However, when it comes to the borders, that is something that the federal government is supposed to do. That's part of their delegated powers. And it is a law enforcement issue. So they do need to have Border Patrol. They do need to have immigration and customs enforcement and so forth. Maybe and military at this point until they can get the border under control. But as we look at this, and if we don't address the underlying problems, the war on drugs is a big part of the underlying problem. When we legalized marijuana, what happened to the marijuana industry in Mexico? It's shutting down. It's drying up. They're starting to grow opium, poppy, you know, so they can create opium down there. They're getting into human trafficking and other things. We created these massive black market criminal mafia, organized crime, racketeering organizations out of the drug war. And now they're diversifying into other things, but they're getting out of marijuana. It just shows that if we didn't have the war on drugs in the first place, we would have never created those drug cartels that are so powerful right now. So that's one part of it. That if you think you're going to build a wall to keep the drugs out, the war on drugs, and to try to keep that, that isn't going to work. You need to stop prohibition. And you need to start treating it like a medical, psychological, spiritual issue. The other part of it is the big attraction of pulling people in and the welfare state that goes with that. Again, if we don't do anything about the welfare state, if we allow people to come in and start immediately voting and getting benefits and getting free education, no wall is going to stop it. It'll slow it down a little bit, but it isn't going to stop it. And so we have to address those underlying problems. But if we don't address those underlying problems, and if we do just get more and more authoritarian with our law enforcement stuff and make all citizens have an ID card, we're going to head right down the same path that India is heading. And they've already got it there with E-Verify. Once it becomes mandatory, once they start putting your biometric data on there, they will use it for other things. They won't just use it to say, well, we're only going to let American citizens have jobs. No, it'll be used for everything. Everything, just like it's being used in India. So this is what it looks like. They say, one of the people said, the system is called Aadhaar, I think is the way you pronounce it. You almost feel like life is going to stop without an Aadhaar, the card, the biometric card that allows you to buy, sell, and participate in society. Yeah, the mark of the beast. Parents are not allowed to leave hospitals without newborn children until they are signed into the system and biometrically identified. And as I point out on Free Thought Project, if you think this type of control grid isn't possible in the U.S., think again. We got Harvard professors gushing about how wonderful this is. No one has approached that scale with this ambition It has been hailed, and justifiably so, as an extraordinary triumph to get everyone biometrically registered to the state. That's Harvard. Harvard professor. And the New York Times is very dismissive, I said, of critics and civil libertarians who oppose the method, the measures, right? Oh, you people, you're just Luddites. You're spoil sports. You don't really understand all the wonderful benefits that'll come to you if you just accept the mark. Just accept the mark. No, you're the mark. This is a type of dystopian nightmare, they say, that crypto anarchists and cypherpunks who initially developed the concepts of cryptocurrencies are seeking to prevent. And that's why they're under attack everywhere, and nowhere more so than in India. Why? Because they want to have you under complete control. You can't buy or sell even food unless you are in their system. And so India is doing everything they can to shut down cryptocurrencies. But at the same time, the Central Bank of India has announced that they're going to release their own digital currency. It'll be a fiat monopoly cryptocurrency, totally traceable, unlike other cryptocurrencies. So that's what they're going to come up with. It'll be cashless society. You'll have to have your biometric card to participate, but it'll all be government controlled just like it is now. They just won't have to run the printing presses. And you will be labeled and identified and marked as their cattle. That's where they're going. And we look at other aspects of technology. Some of the articles that have come out in the last couple of days, more information about DARPA and their brain project. Remember, that was funded, $200 million funding by Obama, the DARPA brain project. And, of course, it's all just wonderful stuff to help people who have Alzheimer's or other things, or PTSD. That's why the Defense Department is working on it, right? Yeah, they're going to help little old ladies cross the street. They're going to help elderly people with Alzheimer's. But then they will also read your mind. They will also remove memories and implant false memories. That's really what they're looking at. DARPA and their brain project that went back to, started it back in 2013. Hundreds of millions of dollars being put through this. BRAIN is actually an acronym. Brain Research Through Advanced Innovative Neurotechnologies Initiative. And they're talking about the brain. This is a quote from a neuroethicist at Georgetown University. The brain is the next battle space. Yeah. There's a war on for your mind. They want to hack into your brain. And let me tell you, they've been doing this for quite some time. We want to talk about MK Ultra projects. This is way beyond MK Ultra. And saying, oh, we're going to help people with PTSD. Can you imagine? You know, once you start hacking into people's brains, and one of the things that DARPA is looking at is being able to directly write information to the brain. And they want to be able to do it without having some kind of a surgically implanted thing. So they want to be able to have a light touch where they can just, you know, beam it in or put something on your head so they can get into your brain. They call it the next generation non-surgical neurotechnology programs. DARPA created N3 is what they call it, to pursue a path to a safe, portable neural interface system capable of reading from and writing to multiple points in your brain at once. High-resolution, non-surgical neurotechnology has been elusive, but thanks to recent advances in biomedical engineering, neuroscience, and synthetic biology, and nanotechnology, we now think this goal is attainable. This is the dystopian future that they're planning on. And you know, when we look at technology, we always have to look at this and see, if this is something that is putting incredible power in the hands of a few people to control the population masses, and this is something we should be very concerned about with DARPA. I've got more about this when we come back. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about brain hacking, freezing time, and other strange things that DARPA is doing in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that fund this program. And some specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new special, our 4-week supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food Kits. Now, this is all packed fresh, made in the USA, non-GMO. It'll last for 25 years, and it is resealable once you open it. And we have the 4-week pack of the food kit. We've reduced that now by $100 to an unprecedented $147. So that's a big discount. Right now is a great time to stock up on that 1-month supply of select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. So the other products that we have on sale right now, we still have the Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill combo pack. That is 50% off. Immune Gargle, that's our Nano Silver Gargle that joins our Nano Silver Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. You can find that Super Blue Immune Gargle 33% off on all sizes. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter system for your house. Very quiet, very effective, and $50 off right now. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate your support, and it is really necessary. We don't have sponsors that come on and fund this program. It's simply the products that you buy directly from us, and that's the one way that they can't shut us down, by stopping our ads if you go there and support us. All right, as we're talking about what's happening with DARPA, and understand that they have been involved in the development of not only robotics technology, as you've seen. They have the DARPA competitions, and they had a robotics challenge that was supposedly about having a robot that could go in and shut down a nuclear power plant, you know, based on the Fukushima accident. And I'm sure that that would be a nice use for the robot, but we really know what these robots are going to be used for. They're going to be used as autonomous killing machines, and the military is already happily deploying a lot of these. They're already starting to deploy these units. They were one of the first challenges that DARPA did, by the way, was self-driving cars. And that is something that is going to fundamentally transform our society, and not for the better. Not for the better, folks. You're not going to be freer with a self-driving car. So now they're working on hacking your brain as well. Because it's going to be helpful for you, isn't it? Yeah, they've got, as they're describing this, they say the biggest anticipated problem they have with their efforts to write information into your brain. They want to be able to change memories that you have, to read the memories that you've got, and to implant false memories. And they've already been able to do this several years ago. They were able to put false memories into the brain of a mouse. And in terms of mazes that they were going through at the time. But they're looking at this, they call it human memory prosthesis. That's an interesting euphemism. A prosthetic is usually when they give you an artificial limb or something. Well, they're giving you an artificial memory that doesn't exist. That is not something that I think any of us want. They're looking at sending low doses of electricity deep into the brain in order to alter your mood. Remember, we had the book by Michael Aquino, the guy who was an open Satanist. He actually went on Oprah Winfrey. He was part of the Temple of Set at the time. There have been allegations at the Presidio of child abuse. But he was taken out of all that because he was inside the NSA, inside these different projects. He wrote a book called From PSYOP to Mind War back in the 1980s. He talked about how he could use extremely low frequencies, ELF. And you might remember the Navy Yard shooting where that one guy had been complaining to people saying they were hacking into his brain. He's a vet. And he shot up a bunch of people at the Navy Yard and cut into his stock of his gun when they got him after he was dead. Said, this is my ELF device. Or, it didn't say device, but it was, this is my ELF. And, so they've been doing this type of thing for quite some time. They're just now openly talking about it. And they're talking about being able to selectively go in and have with precise interaction with very small areas of the brain. And so, you know, we got to get past the problems that it's got to go through the skin, the skull, and brain tissue to exactly the area that we want to get into. I mean, this is how far along they are on this process. There's research that just came out of Wake Forest University, University of Southern California, to do this prosthetic memory. They write information into the hippocampus of human subjects via an electrode that is implanted in the hippocampus. So that's what they're doing right now. They're able to do it if they physically, stick an electrode in your head. But that's not where they want to be. They want to be able to do this without actually getting, having to insert something into your brain. This is beyond creepy, folks. This is very dangerous stuff. Where do we have any control over the government stopping them from doing this? You know, regardless of the technology that we're looking at, and regardless of the abuses that it may have on our liberty, whether we're talking about autonomous cars that will take away our right to own anything, that will limit our ability to travel, will limit how far we can travel and so forth. But going into actually hacking into our brains and altering our perceived reality or memories, implanting false memories or reading the memories that we currently have, reading our mind. And they're very excited about all this. And there's no understanding by anybody in our society as to whether or not they should be allowed to continue with this type of stuff. Or how do we stop it? You know, how do you stop these people who are going down these paths of genetic engineering, being able to precisely modify DNA with the CRISPR gene editor and so forth? I mean, they have very powerful tools. They don't have any ethics. And it is a full-on competition to see who can get there first, whether it's a competition between different companies or whether it's a competition between different countries and their militaries. Nobody wants to have an AI gap or an autonomous killing robot gap. And so it is, they're rushing headlong into all of this stuff. It's absolutely insane. The neural engineering system design to enable direct communication between brain and computers. There's been a number of articles in the last week or so talking about how wonderful that is. I'm sorry, it's not. It really isn't. And we need to pull back a little bit. And I say this as somebody who loves technology. I always like to say it because I saw it as a liberating thing. We need to start looking at this technology and saying, is this going to put too much power in the hands of too few people, or is this something that's going to be liberating the individual? You know, personal computer for a while was something that liberated people, but now it's being used as an instrument of control. A good example of that is Homeland Security out there compiling a database of journalists and media influencers. Homeland Security wants to track the comings and goings of journalists, of bloggers, and anybody else as quote unquote a media influencer through a database. This is something that came up on fedbizops.gov. Remember a few years ago, Paul Joseph Watson found that the government was stockpiling massive amounts of ammunition by looking at fedbizops.gov. This is where they put out their RFPs, or requests for proposal or purchase or whatever. They put these contracts out there, and you can see what the government is actually spending its money on. And this is what they had in their proposal. They're looking for a company that would provide them the programs that would give them 24/7 access to a password-protected media influencer database, including journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, etc., to monitor the public activities of media members and to identify them by location, by beat, by influencers. And folks, this is something that is going to be very specific. I've talked many times about how geospatial intelligence is the fastest growing area of surveillance with the NSA. They have activity-based intelligence where they look at the overall society. They look at your metadata. That's the most important thing when they come out and say, well, we're not recording all your phone conversations and we're not recording all your text messages. No, they don't want that. They want your metadata. Your metadata can then be algorithmically modify or analyze to let them put you in different categories, or to look at what the hive mind is thinking, how it's reacting to narratives and so forth. Human domain analytics. And so now what they're doing is going specifically after journalists and media influencers. And that includes people like you who are going to be doing your own research, doing your own thinking and talking to other people. You are an influencer. And so they want to put you in their database and watch what you do. They said they want to be able to track 290,000 global news sources, online, print, broadcast, cable, radio, trade, industry publications, traditional news sources, and social media platforms. And then this. They come out as people said, this looks like it's beyond the pale. And DHS came back and said, well, anybody that thinks this is beyond the pale is a, and this is what they said, a tinfoil hat wearing black helicopter conspiracy theorist. That's Homeland Security. How original. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what's going on with the border as well as the trade war coming up in the next segment. I just want to finish with where I was in terms of Homeland Security and their contract out here to monitor media influencers. One of the things that they have in their contract is they want the ability to analyze media coverage in terms of content, volume, sentiment, geographical spread. They want to know the top posters, the influencers, the momentum, the circulation, and so forth. Sounds pretty specific, doesn't it? They're trying to identify people that they can come after. This is Homeland Security doing this. Why would any government, any branch of government, be looking for something like this? And yet they come back and they say, this is nothing more than the standard practice of monitoring current events in the media. Any suggestions otherwise are fit for tinfoil hat-wearing black helicopter conspiracy theorists. Okay. Well, you know, that's this. He's the press secretary for Homeland Security, an agency that was born out of 9/11. Sorry, I don't trust you. I'm one of those conspiracy theorists. I'm one of those people who doesn't take for granted or take at face value whatever you're lying to us about. I thought the best response to that was somebody tweeted, former FSO said, DHS is so hungry for information about the media that it just gurgles it up. Yeah. They want to control content, folks. We saw this with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. Remember, they wanted to embed people in all these different news organizations. They wanted to see, how are you creating news? How are you doing this? Who decides which stories are going to be reported? How are you analyzing? And so this is something, when we saw that, we said, why is the federal government involved in any way with content? They shouldn't be involved with content. Federal government shouldn't be analyzing content. They have no business analyzing content. Because what that is going to be used for is exactly what we see it already being used for. Don't we already have a database where we look at media influencers and where we look at every last metric and detail of where they are, what they're saying, and who is peaking? Yeah, of course we do. It's called Facebook. How's that working out for you? Facebook. We just had Diamond and Silk pronounced by Facebook that they are unsafe for the community. They've been trying since last September with Facebook. They started getting demonetized, having their stuff taken down. So they been in correspondence with Facebook for all this time. And they came out and they said, finally, after several emails, chats, phone calls, appeals, beating around the bush, lies, and giving us a runaround, Facebook gave us another bogus reason why millions of people who have liked and or followed our page no longer receive notification, and why our page, post, and video reach was reduced by a very large percentage. They said, here's the reply. They said, the policy team has come to the conclusion that your content and your brand is determined unsafe to the community. And they said it took 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, and 40 minutes, and 43 seconds to get that. And they said it's final and not appealable. And so they came out and they said, I don't believe in big government, but the government's got to do something about this. They actually even talked about the fact that if you're going to tell bakers and photographers or whatever that they cannot refuse service to somebody because they're a public organization, then why is it the Supreme Court and other federal judges have said, no, they can shut down whoever they want to because they're private? Why did they get that? And small businesses don't. Oh, that's right. Because regulations are for small businesses. The big guys don't ever have to be bothered with that. As one person said, government regulations are like a spider's web. It catches the small gnats and flies, but the big bumblebees go right through it. And Facebook is a big bumblebee. As a matter of fact, they're not just given an exception. They were created by the government. They are the surrogate censors that were created so the government could have plausible deniability to control speech. They're their crony censors or oligarchs of information. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, we have Homeland Security putting out a contract on media influencers, and that's what it really is. They want to identify everything about people who are really forming opinion. And they want to put them under a microscope. Why would they do that? And isn't it kind of redundant to what Facebook is already doing for them in terms of controlling speech? We should always be concerned when the government gets concerned about our content, the content of our speech. You know, the FCC was there to allocate frequencies for radio, for television, and so forth. When they started looking at content, then people said, ooh, wait a minute. This is very scary. And what we see happening with Facebook and Google, organizations that have very, very close ties to government at the top levels. We had Eric Schmidt go to the Obama White House over 200 times. These are people that were funded with venture capitalism, InQtel and others of CIA. So they were created to bring us into this ghetto and then build a wall around us. And then shut things down. And that's what they're doing now. We look at what's happened with Diamond and Silk. They said, we were notified that we are unsafe for the community. Unsafe for the community. So they're looking at the content. They're shutting them down. And that's precisely what the government is going to do. And even though they say, well, if you're really concerned about this, you're tinfoil hat wearing black helicopter conspiracy theorist. That's the DHS press secretary saying that. Amazing. Why would we think that, DHS? Well, it's because of what's happening right now with Facebook. Diamond and Silk said, they told us nothing about what they thought was unsafe about our content. When they're talking about our brand, you're not talking about a cup or a shirt. You're talking about Diamond and Silk, which happens to be human beings, two black women. We're not animals. You're talking about two people here when you say Diamond and Silk. We are the brand. So when you say things like we are not safe for the community, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to demonize us into something? Yeah, exactly. They are. They are. They don't like what they have to say because they were influencers, right? They were media influencers. They had a lot of influence, Diamond and Silk did, in that last election. And so they must be tracked. Those type of people must be ferreted out. That's why Homeland Security is doing this. And then shut them down. Facebook and Google are doing that. They can say, well, we're a private business, so we're allowed to do that. That's why they created them to do that. And as I pointed out many times, that's the tactic that has been used for the longest time to shut down debate when you have a third party or independent candidate. You jump through all the hoops, many more hoops than they have for the, they don't have any hoops for the mainstream candidates, but third parties and independents have to go through a lot to get on the ballot. Once you get on the ballot, they made sure that the debates are being run by some private entity. And that private entity, which is usually a collection of journalists, says, well, we don't think you're newsworthy, so you don't get to be in the debates, even though you got on the ballot. We're not going to let people hear what you have to say. Chris Hedges had something to say about this. He said, U.S. citizens are living in an inverted totalitarian country. Here's journalist Chris Hedges.
The Democratic Party has long ceased being a party. It is funded by corporate interests. It is about mass mobilization during election campaigns. But in fact, the base doesn't actually decide. I mean, the conventions where the candidates are nominated, it's all choreographed, determined in advance. The Democratic establishment made sure Sanders never had a shot at getting the nomination, not only because of the immense amounts of money that was poured in to the Hillary Clinton campaign, but by banning independent voters from voting in the primaries, by stealing the Nevada caucus, by using the Democratic National Committee against the Sanders campaign. So, look, the Democratic Party is a creature of Wall Street in the same way the Republican Party is a creature of corporate power. All of the leaders of the Democratic Party, including the Clintons, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, wouldn't exist without this money. Schumer, in fact, is the bag carrier from Wall Street to Democratic candidates. He's the funnel for corporate money. And if there was a real party that wasn't determined by corporate money and corporate power, these people wouldn't exist. Any kind of legitimate reform would see them thrust from power, which is why that reform will never take place.
All right, that's Chris Hedges. He was talking to News Voice, part of that interview. He went on to say the perennial argument between Republicans and Democrats is just that. Is the U.S. a republic or a democracy? He doesn't think it's either. He told News Voice that the United States is an inverted totalitarian country where the government regards the public as irrelevant. They want to identify people. They want to shut people down. And you heard him talking about what happened in the Democrat Party, the shutting out of Sanders, because A, he didn't have a lot of money, and B, he didn't own the DNC like Hillary Clinton did. She bought their debt. She told them what they could and could not do and kept Bernie out. Now, what happened in the Republican Party was that President Trump was able to go around them using social media. That's why they are focusing so hard now on social media. That's why you've seen the censorship come on full-blown on social media. They want to make sure that people are going to have to go through their media-controlled outlets, whether that's the debates in a state-by-state basis on state races, like I was talking about before, where the press organizations in North Carolina and elsewhere, they hold the debates and they can shut down who gets access to the debates, just like they shut down who gets access to the interviews and so forth. And they want to be able to do the same thing on a national basis. It really bothered them that President Trump was able to get around. And of course it was, people like Diamond and Silk, just ordinary people who are capable of communicating to other people. Say, I saw this and this is what I think about it. And people discussing freely on social media, they can't have that. And so that's why they're shutting this down. Twitter's CEO tweeted out, retweeted, endorsed a leftist blueprint to basically support a civil war and end the Republican Party. And let me give you some of the excerpts from this long article that he thought was so great. As they point out on Zero Hedge, it's from AmericanThinker.com. They said, it'll take you about an hour to read it. So here's some of the highlights of what the CEO of Twitter thought was so great. They said, first of all, at some point, they said, one side or the other must win and win big. The side resisting change, that would be the Republican Party as they see it, that side must be thoroughly defeated, and not just for a political cycle or two, but for a generation or two. They said, America finally needs to take the Republican Party down for a generation or two, not just the presidency, not just clear out the U.S. House, not just tip back the Senate, but fundamentally beat the Republicans on all levels at once. And Twitter CEO loves this article, by the way. Okay, so they said, could such a collapse of the Republican Party really happen? Won't it take decades of trench warfare to put the GOP on the run? Not at all. They see the blueprint in all of this being California. They said a political collapse could happen very fast, as it did in California. They say, meanwhile, as Democrats drive Republicans from all the spheres of public life, the writers claim that there won't be a monopoly problem. Why? Because you'll have the left wing and the communist wing of the Democrat Party to give us diversity and choice, right? So you don't have anything to worry about there. They see California as a model for the country. Every state will become a mini California with all of its illegals, its crumbling infrastructure, its high taxes, its corporate, its corruption, and its left-wing social engineering. And here's the last excerpt from that article that the CEO of Twitter loved. California, as usual, they said, resolved it early. The Democrats won, the Republicans lost. The conservative way forward lost. The progressive way forward began. As we've laid out in this series, California is the future. Always about 15 years ahead of the rest of the country. That's the Twitter CEO endorsing that. Yeah, that's pretty scary. Yeah, they want California, don't they? And that's why, that type of thinking, that's why you see that as the general mindset of all of the Silicon tyrants who are trying to control our society in every way, shape, and form. They have a society moving forward where they'll put you on an allowance. They'll take away your ability to move, communicate, and shoot. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Next segment, we're going to have Lionel joining us, so stay tuned. He'll be with us in the next segment. In this segment, I want to talk a little bit about the wall as well as the China trade conflict. We've had a lot of comments from Lawrence Kudlow about what is and is not going to happen. And I want to take a look at ways that China may push back. There's quite a number of ways that they might push back. This is a war unlike the one in Syria that we need to be involved in one way or the other. Hopefully, we're going to win it. President Trump is doing the right thing, I believe, in this trade war, but it's not going to be easy. We'll take a look at what may happen with that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have several specials that we've added this week. We have the one-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. We've reduced that by $100 to an unprecedented $147. Packed fresh, made in the USA. Easy to use. It's lasts for 25 years, non-GMO. Once you open it, you can reseal it for short-term use. And that is now $100 off for the one-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. We also have CellForce, 50% off. We have Immune Gargle, our nano silver gargle that joins our other Super Blue products like toothpaste and mouthwash, 33% off on all sizes. We have the Real Red Pill, 50% off. That will be ending soon. And another special that will be ending soon is the Alexa Pure Breeze. That is the silent, attractive, very effective air filter to clean the air in your house. You know, the air in your house can get very concentrated. And there's a lot of chemicals, a lot of plastics, as we just saw last couple of weeks. They were talking about the number of plastic particles that will degrade and then get involved with the dust, settle on your plates and so forth. This is a great way to clean up your house with both outgassing and with dust that comes out of sheds off of different products. That's silent, and you can get that $50 off. That's a special that's going to be ending soon, Alexa Pure Breeze. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. Right, I'm sure you saw this on the Drudge Report, the picture of the people who are hopping the wall. Now, this is not the wall that President Trump is building that's 30 feet tall, if he builds it. And he is, we have to say this again. President Trump will never build the wall. Never build the wall if he waits for the Democrats to pay for it or Mexico to pay for it or the GOP leadership to authorize payment for it. The only way that wall is ever going to be built is if President Trump says this is part of the defense budget. And it should be. If we can't defend our borders, what do we have a Department of Defense for? I've said that many times. Moving troops to the border, yeah, that's great. He's not even moving as many troops as George W. Bush did. Quite a couple of thousand less than he did. And so hopefully that's not just going to be some kind of a show that he's putting on. But, of course, you saw the picture of these people hopping the wall in under 2 minutes. One guy is saying, what took him so long? Should have been able to do that in half that time. Then we had Lindsey Graham saying, wall won't do anything. Here's Lindsey.
Well, he'll be the third president to do so, and here's what I would tell him. There makes some sense to
sending troops,
soldiers to the border, but you're not going to secure a border just by adding National Guard troops. You got to go to the root cause of this. The caravans come from the triangle countries, Honduras and Guatemala in particular, because the conditions are so bad. If you don't have comprehensive immigration reform, so it's easier for American companies to hire, you have more
Wait a minute. So what do you say? Stop it right there. Okay. What do we say all the time? The Democrats want foreign citizens to come here illegally because they want voters. They're going to make them citizens, put them on welfare, make them dependent on the government so they're turned into reliable Democrat voters, and then give them the right to vote, citizenship, and so forth. The Republicans want them to come in so they can be cheap labor. And there you just heard it right there. You say, yeah, the problem is that we got to limit immigration by having more immigration. Every time they put these bills through, you see Lindsey Graham and the rest of the GOP establishment put in more H-1B visa, H-2B visa, H-3B visa programs to bring in people to take away service jobs or technology jobs or whatever from Americans. That's what they do. That's the lies of these people. That's why nothing has ever changed with this. And so now we got a 200% increase in border crossings. You've got people coming through in March. The U.S. apprehended 50,000 unauthorized migrants. And we're looking at about, you know, a little bit more than 1,500 a day, a caravan a day coming across the border. Oh, but don't build the wall. We got to fix the underlying problem, which is we don't have enough cheap labor for the big corporations that pay for Lindsey Graham to go to Congress. That's the real problem, according to Lindsey. All right, let's take a quick look at trade before Lionel joins us. We had Lawrence Kudlow come out defending Trump. He said no tariffs have been implemented. He said, now they may be over time. They may be depending on whether China wants to talk to us and negotiate. A lot of this is going to depend on China. He went on to say, so far, China has not responded to President Trump on these. They're stealing our technology. They have tall trade barriers. They're breaking a lot of laws. President Trump is right, he said. We have to do this. We have to get China to change its behavior. It's been 2 decades. They're still stealing our intellectual property. They're still forcing technology turnovers from our businesses to them. In other words, you can't go to their country without turning over the technology to them. And you have to have, you can't set up a corporation there unless you have Chinese ownership. And then they steal the stuff. They steal the intellectual property. They don't care about copyrights. As a matter of fact, even piracy, doing duplicates of your stuff and selling it in the United States as if it was a particular brand. They put that specific brand. They don't just copy it and change the name a little bit and put out exactly the same. That's stealing intellectual property. No, they actually do counterfeits. Counterfeits that are garbage. So that the people who didn't know that they were being counterfeited, the packaging looks exactly the same. Like I mentioned before, they had a problem with brake pads. They just put paper in the brake pads. And then when the brake pads failed, people thought it was the American company that had made those brake pads. And they were suing the American company for faulty merchandise. It was just pirated counterfeits that the Chinese government encourages these people who were part of their inner circle to do. So it's all this different stuff. So he says, yeah, they're forcing technology turnovers from our businesses to them. They still have high tariffs. They still have trade barriers. They're still closing markets instead of opening markets. He said, we're not in a trade war. What this is an attempt to right some of the wrongs with respect to China. China is the problem. Blame China, not Trump. All that was said by Larry Kudlow. So the question is, and I mentioned this last week, I said, you know, if they want to go tit for tat on these tariffs, you know, President Trump came out and he said $50 billion. They said, all right, we'll see you $50 billion. And then President Trump says, all right, another $100 billion. And so far they haven't said anything about that. And the problem is, as they point out on Zero Hedge, they said, one potential complication in this retaliation war is that the U.S. doesn't have $150 billion that we sell to China. See, they maxed out pretty quickly. They can't keep doing that because they don't buy anything from us. But they can do a lot to try to force us to continue to buy from them. For example, they can depreciate their currency, the yuan, or they can sell our treasuries. Understand that China holds more T-bills than any entity other than the Federal Reserve. They're number two in terms of holding that. Remember that lie that was told to you in college when you took macroeconomics, all that Keynesian economic stuff? Oh, don't worry about the deficit or the cumulative debt. That's just money we owe to ourselves. No, it's money that is being held by China, and they hold more of it than anybody other than the Federal Reserve. They could also block U.S. services. Wait a minute, they're already doing that. They could curb U.S. oil shipments, or they could block rare earth exports. By the way, folks, that's the reason that we are staying in Afghanistan, for the rare earth, for the lithium, the rare earth minerals, lithium, and, of course, the poppy that they make opium out of. That's why we're there. And that's why you're going to see a lot of things happening in Africa. Stay with us when we come back. We're going
to
have a lot.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. And you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. It's been a while, Lionel. Welcome back.
Is that not the best bumper music anybody has ever had? I mean, is this from Garrison's Gorillas or something? Or by the by, before we
go. There's an encore. You gave them a tease there. They're going to come back in.
You do realize that some people have QAnon. I have LAnon. People from all over the world listen to our very weird and cryptic 60s cultural references to figure out, what are they talking about? What are they talking about? But David, it's been a long time, but if I could, can we just delve into this thing? Just jump in, just go crazy?
Oh, yeah.
One of the best lines I came across the other day, don't ask me how I missed this, but I just did, is Marshall McLuhan, who said, only small secrets need to be protected. The large ones are kept secret by the public's incredulity. And one of the greatest protectors of nasty stuff is a public saying, oh no, come on. No, that can't be. I would have known about it, or they would have gotten away with it, or it's not the facts. They're not even listening to what's going on. They're just unable to handle what it is that you're suggesting, that you're involved in some weird version of the truth that they can't follow, they can't fathom. And it's this incredulity, which I find to be the most incredible out of everything that we've ever done. And when you talk about either the Russian gassing, the Skripal case, which makes no sense whatsoever, the latest involvement with Syria, and people are sitting back. When you talk about saying, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily what the mainstream media are saying, they will come back with, oh no, because of this incredulity, the idea that this can't be happening. This, something of this import could not possibly be presented, and A, they not know about it, and B, something be the wool pulled over people's eyes, whatever the subject, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Look at what happened with DHS. You know, they've got this contract out there. Somebody notices it, that they want to start tracking all media influencers and so forth. They want to identify them and track them and so forth. And it's like, why is our government so concerned about content? And then their press secretary comes back and is like, well, if you look at it from that standpoint, you're a tinfoil hat wearing black helicopter tracking conspiracy theorist. I mean, that, you know, it's like nothing to worry about there, right?
Excuse me, it's not tinfoil, it's aluminum. We haven't worn tin in years.
And aluminium.
Yes. Remember years ago when they would, what is that phrase? It said, when they came for the so-and-so, I didn't say anything. When they came for so-and-so, I didn't say anything. Well, now it was, when they came for diamond and silk.
That's right.
Diamond and silk!
They're unsafe.
Who was the one who said, let's take two very popular African-American women? This is from the left that wants diversity. Look at the face of these subversives. Look at, I mean, who is it? Are they so detached? Look at this. This is the enemy. Take a look at that. This is what we're fighting for.
Hopefully they've jumped the shark with that, right? That is a bad move.
They're ka-chinging all the way to the bank. Their appearances We're going after these. Who is it? I got to tell you this one line.
Well, it just goes to show that they think they can get away with anything, don't they, Lionel?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care what public opinion is about their censorship.
But it's reckless. It's reckless. And this, and I hate to use these terms like the left, because they're not the left. They're the anti-Trump. But here's the best part about this. Now, David, work with me on this one. These are the people who say, you right-wing xenophobic hate monster. You who hate diversity. You hate these foreign people. You hate foreign languages. You hate people who aren't American. You hate the chatter of some voice you don't know. It's like, what are you talking about? No, I never said this. But Melania Trump, who speaks six languages and has an accent, I would guess in maybe five. No, she's fair game. Melania Trump. The same people. Here's the next one for you. These people, and for shorthand purposes, call them the left or the whatever you want to call them, progressive left, because they're really anti-Trumpers. These people love regulation. They love the UK. They love to be told what you can eat. We had here in New York, you can't drink sugar and watch out for your salt and compost. We love rules. Rules. We love rules and regulations. How about the rules and regulations regarding the border? No, you can't have that. What are you talking about? Or, hey, Austin, hey, Philly, hey, Denver, would you like 600 more cops? Yeah. 600 more firemen or fire people? Yes. What about 600 more immigration officers? No, we don't want that. So here.
I liked it at the school where Hogg started complaining about transparent backpacks. And he goes, they're violating my First Amendment. It's like, no, they're violating your Fourth Amendment. You don't even know which Bill of Rights they're violating. I mean, absolutely clueless about what's going on.
I'm still a Third Amendment fan, quartering soldiers at your home against your will. This morning,
or at your school, I guess.
Yeah.
Quartering soldiers,
This morning, my beautiful and brilliant wife said something which was so amazing to me. It's one of those moments where the lightning bolts hit. And you were talking before, people were talking about the great line from Chris Hedges and Sheldon Wolin. He repeated the phrase about inverted totalitarianism, and it makes so much sense. And we're talking about how, and you said, how we're taking, the Democratic Party basically lost out with African Americans and the black vote, decades ago. So the only new vote are new illegals or dreamers under DACA, CACA, whatever you want to call it. But that's the new thing. So therefore, we're going to bring these people in and we're going to basically look the other way and bring them in and give them money and welfare and all this stuff in order to get their votes. So my wife said, that seems like an awful lot of work. Why don't they just come up with a platform and maybe try to engage American voters? And I said, yes, leave it to the Democrats and say, why don't we just, David, it's been what, how many days since the election? And the Democrats, I'm still waiting to find out what's their platform.
Oh,
anything.
Yeah.
What are they doing? I mean, every single day I go through this. When we get a chance, we always talk about Cui or Cui, depending upon where you're from, Cui, Bono, Cui protest, who benefits. There should be a new version of this. How crazy do you have to be Vladimir Putin, who before the election, before the FIFA World Cup, you're going to whack some guy and his daughter that you could have killed in prison, and you're going to use a gas that barely nobody hurt, never hurt anybody. And they die from, I mean, it makes no sense. And why would you, Bashar al-Assad now says, wait a minute, in Douma, we got rid of ISIS. And right now, after Trump says, I'm leaving, Putin says, I'm leaving. Oh no, I got a better idea. Let's gas these people. Now, does anybody ask not who benefits, but who is out of their mind? How many times do you have to hear? Even Mad Dog Mattis said, the time we attacked that airbase in Shariat or whatever it was in Syria. Well, okay, I'll admit there wasn't any. Okay.
That's right.
The New York Times said, in fact, there was this one particular piece that was terrific that they said it was, always have your legal pad handy, 52 times up until 2016, ISIS used chemical weapons 52 times. I'm no Columbo for you young folks who don't remember that. I have to stop. My whole world is just spinning out of control. Nothing makes sense. How That's fast right.
There's
are you
absolutely no motivation for them doing that. And then the way you start looking at this situation in Salisbury, England. And the interesting thing there, you know, everybody talks about nobody died. Well, you know, nobody did die there. And that's really the dog that didn't bark. But they took that narrative all. But the key thing is, don't wait for an investigation. Don't allow anybody to ask any questions. Let's rush to what we want to do anyway and get it done before people look at it too closely because they don't have much of an attention span. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Nine, and joining us is Lionel. Again, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Lionel, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, what broke over the weekend, because there was that contentious meeting that happened last week with Trump and the Joint Chief of Staff and the CIA. All of them were opposing him. Israel came out and opposed him because he said he wanted to bring the troops home from Syria. So what have we gotten for the $7 trillion of the American lives that we wasted? Nothing. So he's fighting the military, the CIA, Israel, Saudi Arabia, all these people are coming out and saying, no, you got to stay there. You got to stay there. And then magically, we have an incident, which we don't know if it was a gas attack. I mean, just as recently as January, we had these same people, the white helmets, who are pro-militant. They're, you know, the anti-Assad forces that are in there, proclaiming that it was a gas attack. And then they found that it wasn't. After they investigated it, the Red Crescent went in and said, absolutely didn't happen. We had, this was the alleged chlorine gas attack back in January, did not happen. And we saw this again in 2013, 2017. They just keep doing this over and over again because they know that by the time that people's attention span has As you know, they move on to the next story, they've already gotten what they want out of it. They don't have to answer any questions about who did this or what happened.
There you go again, pointing out the facts, Knight. Pointing out the facts, pointing out the problems. Look, let me just be very, very clear about something. I wish nothing but the best for our president because it's like cheering for the guy who's piloting your plane.
Yeah.
That's personal. I don't like him, but I hope this is the best landing he ever has. That's number one. Number two, I'm not one of these Trump sycophants who just these lickspittles and, you know, acolytes. I think he's doing a great job, but I'm not one of these folks. I'm also not one of the, I don't know where you, if you're a QAnoner, because I love this stuff, but it's always like, be patient. He knows what he's doing. He's a genius. I think, I don't know if he's a genius. But they go, no, you don't understand this part of the four-dimensional chess. He seems like he doesn't know what he's doing, but okay, fine. Look, all I know is simply this. It's nuts. We look.
Yeah.
Assad, there's no such thing as a good guy. Remember my rule. Anybody who has a suit in the Middle East, I want to talk to him. We're off to a good start. I'm serious. It sounds crazy. We're talking to people who are living. He's an Alawite. Try explaining this to people. Try explaining to them who these people are. Look, all I know is simply this. And when everybody, I tell all of my folks and fans in my conspiratorium that I don't know about motivation. Because people will say, David, how come they want to do this? Who are these people who are these rebels? Why do they want to do this? Good luck with that one. I don't know. It's not my story. It's yours. And also, we can't say enough. I am not disputing any deaths. Children, people being killed. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The question is, though, you know, when you look at this, what did they die of? And who was the perpetrator in all of this? And they rushed to judgment on this and say, well, we know it was gas. And therefore, since we know it was gas, well, first of all, you don't know that. Then we know that it was this person who did it. And we know that this was their motivation. So we got to go kill everybody in Syria. I mean,
nobody would do just a homicide by charging somebody. What was the cause of that? I don't know. Was it a gunshot? I don't know. This stuff matters. And the parallel, look at what happened just last week with the UK and Russia in this Novichok, where they immediately said it was Russia. Look, this has happened before. Remember Gouda? Was it 20? Who knows when it was? 13? I don't even remember. When they had people who were decomposing. They had folks walking around the white helmets or saying, you're not even in a hazmat suit. This could be sarin VX. One drop of this could clear an entire city block. And they're walking around in golf shirts picking people up. Not only that, when there was evidence of these people, and don't quote me on this, but people were already decomposing. They were dragged in. Look, this is important. If you're going to play this game, if you're going to say it's a gas and it's this person, then you're going to have to, as we say in law, you are basically putting yourself out as an expert. And if you are an expert, I can get my expert to cross-examine you as to what kind of gas was it, what were these symptoms, what did these people look like, why didn't they, you know, again, I'm going back and forth to this Russian Salisbury thing and the Skripals, but to give you an idea, when this happened, and I don't know why my beloved republic and my citizens lost all differential thinking and critical thinking and issue analysis. But when Putin said, wait a minute, if that was our death, I mean, we're not saying, you know, if this was a deadly weapon, gas, they'd be dead. Not only that, everybody would have.
That's right.
They're not dead. They're not,
right.
Say, me charging.
It's five to eight times worse than VX nerve gas. And you got a nurse who said, I treated the daughter there for 30 minutes. She didn't have any protective clothing on. And then you had the guy who was head of the Salisbury hospitals say, it wasn't 40 people. It was 3 people and none of them died. And they're getting better. You know, hey, I'm getting better. You know, just like Monty Python is like, I'm getting better.
Do me a favor, though. I wish President Trump, don't jump into the animal Assad thing. Look, we were playing quotes of you during the election when he was telling Hillary Clinton, he goes, who the hell are they, rebels? What are you talking about? Who are these people? It's their country. It's not ours. I said,
that's
I
right.
love this guy. Now,
right.
in 24 hours, Animal Assad. First of yep. all, is that going to be the new meme? It's like, can you do better than this? Who's telling him this? It's not going to kill you, Mr. President, to be a little bit, not perspicacious, but more judicious with slapping these labels on and fault. Look, I understand.
Yeah, when he said that, I immediately thought of the crazy drummer, Sesame Street, you know, Animal, you know. But it is absolutely crazy without any evidence except for people who have a dog in this fight saying it was gas and it had to be Assad. And so all of a sudden he does a 180 real quickly. And it's like, oh, that's it. Now we gotta do something about it. Just as we saw last year, 2017, almost a year ago. It was in March that happened.
Then he goes into this schizoid, with all due apologies to schizoids. He says these wonderful things and then he talks to somebody and he changes his mind. He says, you know what? This was Obama's problem for not drawing a line in the sand or whatever it was. I'm thinking, wait a minute. This was the only thing that Obama ever did that made sense. What happened to this war? And, Am I the only one who knows about John McCain's connection with these people?
Seriously, I know about that, yeah.
The
pictures are there.
Pictures? I mean, yeah. This is not...
He's taking selfies with ISIS over there.
Now, does he figure this... Look, I don't understand how this thing works. I'm sure maybe there's some high-level stuff. I don't know who's advising Trump. What he's saying? And also... I've got news for you right now, and I never cleared this because we never clear ahead of time what we're going to say. I don't know what you feel about John Bolton, but I ain't real happy about this, blood and guts Bolton.
That's right.
What are you?
Yeah, that bought them a little bit of time, didn't it, Lionel, until Bolton could start today. Yeah, that's all very interesting. You know, all last week and a couple of weeks, Trump's been saying, we got to get out of Syria. No, we're not getting out, Mr. President. No, we are getting out. And then all of a sudden there's a gas attack. It's Animal Assad and John Bolton starts today. And of course,
and
he's going to push for it.
And the next thing you know. Now, meanwhile, by the way, this looks like one of those, that Sinclair broadcasting ad. Can I just say something right now very, very quickly? I'm changing the subject as I am wont to do because we're running out of time. Remember last week, all of a sudden, it was Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
bastards. Who the hell is Sinclair Broadcasting? I don't know, but those, God, did you see what they made those poor people do? It was like RT. All of a sudden, RT's like, what's RT? That's who RT is. All of a sudden, they raise up in the ratings. Anyway, here's Sinclair. Do you know that this mainstream media, now think about this. I got to leave you with this one. The mainstream media, in media, journalists themselves, right? People who, I'm busy. People who are themselves in the world of journalism never once said, hey, God, you guys are good. Why don't we listen to this must run, should run thing and see what they're saying? David,
oh, yeah.
I beg you, if you ever want to have a beer on a Friday night, you and your friends read the message that Sinclair actually read to all of the affiliates and curse those who didn't do it. It's the most beautiful. If you feel that we've been unfair, go to our website and click contents and we'll be back with you. We're sorry if we let you down. I'm thinking they don't like this because they never read it.
Well, the funny thing is that they put all that stuff together because they're reading off a teleprompter, as if CNN, the rest of them don't read off of teleprompters, but I played a clip somebody put together where they're all using exactly the same talking points, even though they didn't have a teleprompter.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, Lionel. That's the end of our broadcast, and thank you for joining us. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and on Twitter, @LionelMedia.